We're going to be talking about the new Game of Thrones comic, Marvel's Secret Empire, new Image titles, and more on the weekly comic news show.
Here I come to save the day. There's a new Mighty Mouse comic this week. DC has revealed a variant cover for Injustice 2, Issue 1, drawn by legendary artist Jim Lee. The cover finally introduces Brainiac to the Injustice comic universe. Those who have been following the game announcements won't be surprised, but it's still exciting to see him on the page. In other comics gaming news, Xbox One players can now download the new IDW Comics app, which is over 4,000 IDW comics, and for the first week, you can download 10 specific volumes at no charge.
After nearly 2 years since the last comic, Dynamite Entertainment's Game of Thrones comic returns at last with an adaptation of George R.R. Martin's A Clash of Kings. Landry Q. Walker, whose credits include Batman, The Brave and the Bold, will be adapting the prose, and Red Sonja's Mel Ruby will be doing the art for the series. The comic is slated for a June release in both print and digital.
It's the showdown we've all been waiting for, as Bane and the Bat go at it once more in Batman number 20. After seeing Bane kick some serious butt in the previous issue, this final part of the I Am Bane storyline has us scrutinizing what makes Batman, well, Batman. You wouldn't want to miss the heavy-hitting and narrative-driven conclusion. Superman number 20 sees the Super Family readjusting to life in the post-Superman reborn status quo when Batman and Robin show up to poke around. With some classic banter and a twist ending, this is a story you won't want to miss.
Nightwing and Robin continue their search for Sean Sang in Nightwing number 20. They arrive at Professor Pig's hideout just in time for an epic showdown, with some shocking moments and a surprise appearance at the end. Make sure to grab your copy of Nightwing number 20 this Wednesday. The X-Men return with X-Men Gold number 1, first of the Blue and Gold series from Marvel. Gold starts right where X-Men Prime left off, with the team headquartered in Central Park. The mutants quickly realize that their war with the Inhumans have left their reputation worse off than ever, and they'll have to fight their way back into humanity's good graces. X-Men Gold number 1 comes out on Wednesday. This week sees the release of America number 2. Picking up after issue 1, America heads to college and there is some unexpected fallout from Ultimates number 2 that looks to bring trouble to America's personal life and the Marvel Universe.
Before the heroes of the Marvel Universe stand united against Hydra and Secret Empire, prepare yourself for the opening salvo, which preps fans for the epic event to come. The opening salvo features three lead-in issues: Captain America, Steve Rogers number 16, Thunderbolts number 12, and US Avengers number 5, all coming out 1 week before the release of Secret Empire number 0.
This week, Image releases two brand new series. First is Black Cloud number 1, which explores the power of storytelling, dreams, and imagination through its female lead, and Rock Candy Mountain number 1, delivering witty dialogue, hobo action, and fantasy elements. ComicsVerse has advanced reviews of both issues with positive ratings and interviews with the creators of each comic. Check it out with the links under the description.
Faith fans, get ready for The Faithless, a team of villains that acts as Faith's own Sinister Six. Can the Los Angeles hero survive the wrath of Chris Criswell, Murder Mouse, Dark Star, and Sydney Pierce? Find out this Wednesday when Valiant drops Faith number 10. Welcome back to Rebirth Watch. Titans Annual number 1 gave us a story about an ominous being trying to enter our dimension. Hard to believe this wasn't connected to the time-meddling Big Bad. In last week's Rebirth news, we learned the identity of the mastermind behind Blue Beetle's woes, Arion, an Atlantean sorcerer of tremendous power who needs the Scarab to escape his prison. In the Flash number 19, the search for one Reverse Flash leads nowhere, when suddenly the original, Eobard Thawne, breaks free, memories of Flashpoint intact, setting up April's The Button crossover. Special mention goes to Wonder Woman number 19 and Hal Jordan in the Green Lantern Corps number 17 for references to an ominous power doing the impossible.
Beloved writer of the manga series High School of the Dead, Daisuke Sato, passed away on March 22nd. We at ComicsVerse mourn the loss of a great creator, writer, and board game designer. Last week, artist Oliver Ollie Gnome passed away after a 5-year battle with cancer. The late artist's credits include work on Flashpoint, Kid Flash Lost, as well as several Aspen Comics projects. If you get a chance, you should read the eulogy for Gnome written by Jim Lee, wherein Jim says goodbye to his friend and a talent that is sure to be missed. We return again to Staff Picks, where our team showcases a couple of our favorite comics coming out this week.
This week's picks are Batman number 20 for its gritty action and characterization of the Dark Knight, Nightwing number 18 for showing the brotherly bond between Dick and Damian, and Spider-Man Deadpool number 16 for its seriously funny comedy.
Let us know what you think of our picks and what your faves are this week. Thanks for watching. And if you like what you saw here, like and subscribe to the channel and check out comicsverse.com to find podcasts, reviews, interviews, and videos on everything from comics to movies to television to politics.
Last week's question was, which manga series would have an epic shared universe with either DC or Marvel Comics, and why?
Here are the responses we got.
With the latest news of Joss Whedon directing a solo Batgirl movie, which Batgirl should it be? And which characters from Batman or the Birds of Prey should join her, and why?
Thanks for watching.
We'll see you next week.